So today we find Jesus trying to relax and enjoy himself as a guest at a wedding feast. He hadn't planned for that to be his hour, but you know the saying, God laughs when we make plans. Well, that may have been interesting in this case. I'd like to imagine once Jesus resigned himself to what his mother wanted from him, God's laughter peeled out from at least three dimensions, Jesus perhaps chuckling softly to himself. And then he began the change and the transition necessary for the salvation of us all. The couple married at Cana were transitioning to a whole new chapter in their lives, unaware of the behind-the-scenes miracle, because this was a very hidden miracle, witnessed only by the waitstaff at the wedding. Well, at a wedding, all the really good drama happens behind the scenes anyway, right? When I was a little girl, I took piano lessons. I was never a natural musician, but I was good at reading music, and so I developed a repertoire of light classical pieces that I could play. The problem was, I was too shy to play in front of anyone, and I was working on this problem because there were recitals and school plays that I wanted to be a part of. I was working up to it. My day would come. The horror that developed was that whenever my parents had company and things got a little dull, my father would suddenly set his sights on me and demand I play the piano for the company. I would protest. My hour had not yet come. And my protests would be ignored, and I would trudge over to the piano with a heavy sigh and a mumbled, "Fine." By comparing this with today's gospel, I'm by no means comparing myself to Jesus. However, me playing piano for a room full of people at age 8, talk about miracles. When we feel we're being pushed or rushed into something, maybe it really is our time, but we just don't want to accept it. Maybe we've all experienced a parent, a teacher, a child, something, someone calling on us to be ready for something we're not quite ready for. And then there it is, perhaps uninvited, but our hour has come. But sometimes transitions, while not always comfortable, can be good. Our faith is all about transition, renewal, and especially in this season of Epiphany, manifestation and discovery. Our faith is not stagnant, and our personal spiritual journeys are likewise not meant to be stagnant. Our faith should be all about transition, renewal, manifestation, discovery, epiphany. Jesus changes from wedding guest to someone to be believed in. As the gospel told us today, he revealed his glory and his disciples believed in him. And it began with emptiness. The empty hearts of the persecuted Jewish people awaiting their Messiah. An empty wine supply. Empty water jars. The good news about empty is that anything empty that's made to hold something is waiting. Waiting to be filled and to become whole. Empty can be bleak, but it can also be full of promise, full of hope. And that sounds kind of like that glass half filled, half empty thing. As Jesus, urged by his mother, begins his work of change and transition in the world with this first sign, he tells the servants to fill the jars with water. He begins the transition with filling that which was empty, bringing the empty jars back to wholeness, back to life. Emptiness to water. We move and transition in our faith journey in many ways, big ways and little ways. And the vessel of our lives, our bodies, our souls, are a measure of that. We can feel empty, like the empty water jars, and we long to be filled. The painful and difficult parts of our lives can leave us empty. We experience the loss of loved ones, of jobs, of homes, relationships. These all cause huge changes for us, all changes we weren't ready for. Who's ever ready? But changes we were thrust into. With all such losses, we're often plunged into a stunned state as we don't know how to move or in which direction to move, and we feel just empty. During these past 2 years of pandemic, that's right, 2 years, we've all experienced a loss of lifestyle, loss of connection, possibly loss of loved ones, loss of just so much. We're exhausted with the one step forward and two steps back feeling. It seems the end in sight we thought we were seeing just keeps moving. And just like with other struggles in our lives, we can be inclined to just give into it, just let it take us over, let it empty us. But that's exactly when we need to connect with God and acknowledge, I am empty. I am empty. That can be a prayer in itself. God, I am empty. That may be all the prayer you need. And the renewing, transitioning, ever-changing quality of our faith will kick in, and sometimes gradually, but maybe suddenly, our emptiness becomes filled. This transition can happen many times in our lives, sometimes even many times during a particularly rough day. Emptiness to water, water to wine. We begin our Christian journey at once empty baptismal font, which is then filled with water, the waters of baptism. This is the beginning with that water. And Jesus ends his ministry as he began it with the gift of wine, because wine figures in again at the end when it's shared at the Last Supper. We gather as Christians when we celebrate the Eucharist, when bread and wine become an everlasting gift to us all, as Jesus offers his very blood for our salvation. And we're transformed if we allow it, when we move, transition from our seats to come up for Holy Communion. Our everyday lives may sometimes feel isolated from God, empty of God. And yet, we come here. We show up as best as we can in these difficult times, in person, masked, distanced, watching the live stream at home. We show up when that hour we were not ready for comes anyway. We come here when we feel broken, when we feel empty. We come here and our connection is renewed again and strengthened. We come to be filled, to be reminded of our place in the body of Christ. We take our renewed spirit with us back out into the world. That just showing up is a transition, is an ask for emptiness to be filled. Our faith is one of transition, of renewal. God, I am empty. Fill me. And we will be filled. In this first sign from Jesus, wine, which was the element missing from the feast, is now plentiful and of the highest quality, the best, saved for when the need was the greatest. Emptiness to water, water to wine, wine to the saving blood of Christ. Emptiness to water, water to wine, wine to the saving blood of Christ, the blood of Christ to salvation, salvation to everlasting life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.